Let me ask you about another war criminal, Kony. This video that's come out by now, I don't know, 150 million people, even more people than watch your movies. do you think that ultimately it'll make a difference, because you've tried to focus your activism in very specific, targeted ways? This feels a little bit more like the kind of catch-all activism. Let's do something about this.
Right.
Some of the things in the video are inaccurate, that we don't have 30,000 child soldiers.
Right.
But the spirit is obviously admirable. This guy is a horrible person. Will it make a difference?
Well, I'll tell you this. Unfortunately, the one thing you have to do is when you do these is you have to try to be, if you're going to err, you have to make sure you err on the side of factual as much as you possibly can. Having said that, if 150 million people know his name now, that can only be good. It's only good, you know, the first thing we have to do, the first power we have is knowledge about this. You have to know about it and understand it, and then you get involved. I didn't know anything about Darfur until I read Nick Kristof's pieces on Darfur. I then got involved, I think that's, you have to have knowledge first, so I think it's a good thing.
What do you think of it?
Well, you know, President Obama sent 100 special forces to the region of Central Africa to help craft a counterinsurgency strategy to catch Joseph Kony a few months ago. It's an election year. People criticize him heavily for doing that. So this gives President Obama a great deal of political support to maintain the course of trying to bring an end to this insurgency. Yeah, it's not as bad as it was at the height when the Sudan government, by the way, the same government that's bringing us the Nuba Mountains, was supporting the Lord's Resistance Army. So it's a very important thing to do to support this decision by the president.